You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at some market movements, see if we can make sense of them. Chantal, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I saw red, probably more red than I'd care to want to look at on a screen today. There was not a single equity market that was spared. US markets are still in the red and they continue to trade into the evening. Why are markets so spooked on a Tuesday?
Well, it does seem as if this negative sentiment around AI valuations has continued. It definitely is intensifying. And I mean, it started a few weeks ago with Michael Burry, the guy from The Big Short, saying that he thinks these stocks are overvalued. He said that he's taken a short position in Nvidia and in Palantir. We had SoftBank sell their Nvidia stake, and a lot of analysts now kind of catching up and putting, like, downgrading some of these companies from a buy to a hold, in some cases even a sell. And that has really spooked markets. What's been really interesting is that even in the South African market, we haven't been spared by having our exposure to gold. Because these fears have resulted, maybe not directly, in a stronger dollar. That's resulted in a weaker rand. And as a result, we've had the gold miners coming under quite a bit of pressure as well. I think what's also interesting to note on the South African capital market space is that we've actually seen our bonds being sold for the first time in a very long time, or for very elevated levels. But yeah, it's been a difficult day, and it hasn't only been a difficult day for us.
Chantal, is the concern warranted at this point? I mean, understandably, when these concerns were brought up previously, and they have been brought up earlier in the year, everybody just said, no, this isn't a bubble. We're continuing on the upward trajectory and markets have nothing to be concerned about. Is this natural concern, or is this perhaps market participants wanting to taper expectations, knowing that we don't know what next year holds?
Yeah, I think it's I think when you're looking at the kind of valuations that we've seen, particularly in unprofitable AI, it really was becoming stratospheric. It wasn't that bad for the likes of the hyperscalers and Nvidia and the rest of them. But the argument that's been put forward is that there are some accounting funnies in there that is artificially inflating earnings. And as a result, the valuations aren't actually where the market is saying they are. The valuations are actually quite a bit higher. And I think once that narrative was put out, a lot of investors started rethinking, wait, what? Perhaps we should relook at it as well. So I think what we've had now is a bit of a breather. We're not quite in corrective territory yet. But even if we take another leg down, it's a correction. It's not a bear market, and it certainly isn't a bubble popping yet.
I'm still chuckling at you saying accounting funnies, because I think of the Lehman Brothers, I think of Steinhoff. What level of funny are we working with here? Only time will tell, I suppose. And you and I will keep an eye on that. Chantal, I want to take a look at local developments. We got confirmation from Ascendas Health that delisting is going to be taking place. The board's voted on it. It is going ahead. I want to get your thoughts around that. We have in the past discussed how small our JSE is relative to other exchanges around the world, and so we'd rather not have delistings, but I suppose this was inevitable given that was the position of the board from quite some time ago.
Yeah, there was just so much value destruction when it came to Ascendas Health. And what you left with is a shell of what that company used to be. I don't think it makes sense for Ascendas to be listed anymore. They've lost kind of market and investor trust to a certain extent as well, because you have to think about why you want to be listed in the first place. You want to have access to capital. You want to have that that prestige that goes along with a listing. And I think that they've lost that prestige because of the trust deficit that they now have with investors and stakeholders more broadly, And I don't think that they are going to have the opportunity to really gain access to meaningful capital because of that. So it makes sense for them to no longer be listed. And I mean, there are a few examples of that as well, or other examples of that as well. And then there are also delistings that take place because companies are just too cheap and they look really attractive for competitors to take over. That is also a very natural part of being listed and being in an enlisted environment. You can become a takeover target. So yeah, I mean, I think we'd rather not have delistings, but in some cases, I think it's probably a step in the right direction. And hopefully we have bigger, better listings taking place over the next 12 to 24 months that will soothe us a little bit in this regard.
Chantal, let's take a look at the decision, or the approval rather, from the Competition Commission to let that Bank Zero acquisition by Lesaka go ahead. In some respects, it means consolidation. It means we will never see a Bank Zero list unless Lesaka decides to unbundle it from the rest of their portfolio. I want to get your thoughts on that. We didn't see any problems arising from the Competition Commission's review of the deal, and it looks as though it's fairly smooth sailing here.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think we were expecting too much pushback from the CompCom. If you look at the size of Bank Zero and then also the composition of Lesaka's business, which is mainly fintech, relative to the to what Bank Zero actually does, there wasn't that much overlap. I think building scale for Lesaka and the combination with Bank Zero will actually improve competition in the banking space. And I think that's probably the lens through which the CompCom looked at it as well. I think it's greatly positive for Lesaka. One of the issues that Lesaka just faces is that the share isn't that liquid. So I'm hoping that they can think about ways in order to improve liquidity, so it's actually a little bit easier to trade that stock.
Well, dealing with international accounting funnies and processing all of the developments from a markets perspective, thank you so much to Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, for joining us to take a look at some market movements, some market driving factors, and the fact that we are still very much in a bull market.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.